This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anthony Slater, all right? He just doesn't say something to say something, all right? He's not Skip Bayless. He's not the Colin Cowards of the world. He's not the Joe Spadonis of the world. No, no, no. Anthony Slater is very credible, okay?
Oh, can I do my Colin Cowherd?
Please.
Jonathan Kuminga is kind of like a Toyota Tundra. It's reliable every now and then, but it's not your first choice. And when you've got the Prius in the car that gets you, I don't know, I'm trying to make some awful analogy. That's what Cowherd does. Someone writes him a script and gives him an awful analogy to start with.
That's not bad. I was hoping you'd say, Jonathan Kuminga, he wears his hat backwards. And for me, I don't want that in my franchise player.
He's a me guy.
He's a me guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly not what I want. He's got a six pack. You
it's kind of like LeBron. He always goes back to LeBron, too.
You know, Will Levis, you know why he doesn't work? Works out too hard. He's in the gym too much. He eats mayonnaise straight from the jar. You know what?
Can I ask a question?
I like a little meat on the bones.
When did mayonnaise become negative?
What do you mean?
I love mayonnaise.
When you put it in your coffee,
yeah,
it's
when
negative.
You put it in your coffee and make a bit out of it.
That I agree with. But like artichoke and mayonnaise is a staple in the Shasky household.
I like spicy mayo or like a nice aioli. Like I like that.
I don't know. I just best foods, straight up mayo, doggy.
That's fine on a sandwich or if I'm making like a tuna salad or a chicken salad. It has to be mixed or on top of something. I'm not just eating straight mayo.
Okay. No one is, that's called psycho status. Well, if you're going spoon in.
No, you just said you're doing that with an artichoke, though.
Yeah, Will Levis is doing that.
Yeah, well, there's
some
greens.
He's also getting paid from whoever's
paying
him.
Okay, time out. You don't do artichoke and mayo?
Not just mayo. There has to be other things mixed in with it.
Okay, yeah. Carter's Chick is a Frisco thing, right? Like my dad, we would just do artichokes and artichoke hearts and mayo. Yeah, that's what
fire.
We did.
No,
yeah, fire.
No, my dad would make like a garlic mayo and mix stuff into it. We're Italian, so we like flavor. I know most of the whites don't have that,
oh
but like
God.
The Italians and the Spaniards, we actually add flavor to
I'm
things.
I'm half Italian.
Exactly, so you should be better than just eating straight mayo, Carter. I'm actually looking at you a little different now. A little disappointed. A little disappointed, Joe. I know, Shasky, the Polish
side. I did mayonnaise
side.
Cheese sandwiches growing up, for crying
that's
out loud.
Fine, because that's cheese on top of it.
But
you're adding something.
Doggy.
Okay, we're adding Jonathan Kuminga.
Mayonnaise and turkey sandwiches.
Is JK Mayo in this scenario? No, he's not.
I don't know.
He's not mayonnaise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. He adds a flavor, a certain je ne sais quoi, okay, to the conversation.
All right.
Okay. JK, according to Anthony Slater, all right, this is the latest piece for Anthony Slater. R95.7 The Game, Warriors Insider, covers the team at a very high level. He knows everything about the Dubs inside and out. And what I gathered from his latest article that dropped on The Athletic, the latest intel on Jonathan Kuminga, it's called, from Anthony Slater, there's a chance, a really good chance for reconciliation between Steve Kerr, Kuminga, the front office, and the team. There's a chance that that's the best course of action this summer. And it's not a sign and trade. No, no, you're laughing. But, like, I do think a lot of people, you and Bonte included last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, were talking about, you know, you think there's no chance of reconciliation, that it's a foregone conclusion, he's gone.
This is like a reality dating show. Stay together or break up.
Well, in this case, maybe the best option is staying together. Is that
Spinoni
insane?
Does like Love is Blind.
I do love Love is Blind. The last season sucked. Minneapolis was horrible. I guess they're going to start doing it in Denver now, this next season.
So now they're going to kiss, make up, and keep Kuminga. That's what Slater is reporting.
Yes, I'm going to have the exact quote for you in a second because there's a lot of good ones.
I mean,
right here.
I've hypothesized that his market isn't as robust as maybe him and his, you know, whoever he's making decisions. Maybe it's just him. Maybe it's his agent. I don't know. I don't think it's as robust as you think.
This is what the article says from Anthony Slater. Quote, there isn't an irreconcilable player and coach or player and organization personality clash, league sources say. So between Kuminga and the organization, there's not some huge personality clash.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because I know Lakeup likes him.
This is all about finding the contract and opportunity Kuminga craze. And right now, Kuminga just doesn't feel like there's a huge opportunity for him next season or in the near future right now. But maybe things change this summer opportunity presents itself.
This team needs athleticism and wing defenders.
Joe, you and I are in lockstep here. I don't think they're in a position where they could just scoff and say, oh, we don't need Kuminga. You need scoring and athleticism.
I would just not bring back Gary Payton II. Okay. And just let JK take that role.
Okay.
And boom, instantly there becomes 18 to 22 minutes a night. Am I wrong?
No, I'm there with you. I do think JK, though, he wants to be that guy. He wants to be that dude on the team. I think the way you sell it to him, and this goes back to Dunleavy, this goes back to Kerr, hey, man, this is the last 2 years of Stephen Curry. You could be that next iteration. You're never going to be Steph, JK, but you know what? Hell, can you be, I don't know, and Andrew Wiggins, who was a second best player in a championship squad, can you take over that next mantle and be that next foundational piece to something after? Absolutely. And you know what? Steve Kerr's already mentioned, Joe, on these airwaves. Hey, I got to start looking at Jimmy, Steph, Draymond, and JK together. That's something I'm going to have to be using early on next season if he is back.
Is JK willing to accept the reality that he, like, I think a part of this, I like JK a lot. I like him as a player. I appreciate his outlook on things, but you also have to come to acceptance. You know, I use this analogy loosely, but like my dad played shortstop forever and then he couldn't move as well. Then we had to move him over to second. Then we had to move him over to first. And then he was our pitcher. And then he was the extra hitter. And then eventually he just became coach. Is JK willing to move over from, in this analogy, him viewing himself as the leadoff hitter shortstop, is he willing to play a different role? Is he willing to accept that?
Well, I think he's willing to accept it if he just gets consistent minutes. The moment I'm getting DNPs, like, that's when it becomes really difficult to accept anything going forward, right?
Sure.
The moment you start doing that stuff, then yeah, I'm going to be questioning a lot about my future.
GP2 got more run because he was 100% bought in on what his spot was in terms of the pecking order and what they needed for him to continue to play. Now, is the skill set different between Kuminga and GP2? Absolutely. All right. I could have a long laundry list of pros and cons of both players and what they bring to the table. And they're very different skill sets. But I think Kerr and the team, Curry and whatever, they want JK to do more of the GP2 stuff. And, you know, Kuminga, I'm sure, thinks that he can do more of the Jaylen Brown stuff, right? In terms of being like an ISO top of the key scorer. And, like, I think the reality is it's somewhere in the middle. And that's the happy medium that I think both parties need to accept.
There was an interesting little excerpt in here, Joe, in regards, and we're talking right now about Anthony Slater's latest piece in The Athletic. Anthony Slater covers the Warriors. It's called The Latest Intel on Jonathan Kuminga. There's a nice little excerpt in here from Joe Lacob. And this is what it says, quote, and this is from Lacob via The Athletic after Game 5, after they got ousted against Minnesota. Quote, I was listening to the guys behind me tonight give running commentary. Kuminga's the guy they talked about all night long. He's the only guy that could really guard Anthony Edwards out there. Did a pretty damn good job. He had a tough situation with the DMPs from last series, and to bounce back from that, I give him a lot of credit. I'm a big fan of his.
Now, that's from who?
That's Lacob, talking about the fans and also kind of talking about his own sentiments towards Jonathan Kuminga.
Any trade machination regarding Kuminga or anyone else on the roster, any trade, one of the number one questions I have is who is guarding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is guarding Anthony Edwards moving forward? Now, there are other guys in the West I would throw in there, the Lucas and,
Jokic.
You know, yeah, of course. It starts there. And so if you trade Kuminga, what are you getting that is going to be an upgrade defensively over JK against those guys? Because I think GP2, his time as a stopper is over. I like the guy a lot. He's a useful off-the-bench player, but I don't think he's as good as what the coach thinks in terms of stopping people on the perimeter. I think JK has barely scratched the surface on the defensive player he could become.
Does the fact that Lacob, the owner, has so much love for this guy, Jonathan Kuminga, does that do anything for you when it comes to the likelihood of him moving on or staying here in Golden State, Kuminga, that is? Does the fact that the owner has so much buy-in with this young guy, like, I know he's not, he's ultimately not going to step in and say, no, you can't trade this guy. He's not that guy. He's been on these airwaves. He's been right here in the studio where you're sitting right there and saying, you know what? I like to be involved. I think all good owners should be involved, but ultimately I'm going to let Mike handle the decision-making. He has my entire trust. I hired him for a reason. He's going to make those decisions. Bob Myers prior to that. But does the fact that Lacob has this kind of love for JK, does that kind of do anything for you when it comes to these negotiations, when it comes to the sign and trade?
I mean, yeah, I guess a little. Like, I believe that he held on to Wiseman because he liked them for as long as he did. So there is something there. But I also don't think that Joe Lacob is the one telling Steve Kerr who to play and who not to play. Like, because if what you're saying is 100% on the up and up, Lacob is in love with Kuminga. Well, then why wasn't Kerr playing him? You don't think the owner has conversations with the coach?
No, it's a great point. In this day and age, I question everything right now when it comes to GMs, head coaches, ownership, because honestly, we just saw a regular season with the Memphis Grizzlies that went crazy. They fired Taylor Jenkins like a month before the season ended. It's like, what is going on? You guys are like a top four seed in the West. What's going on? The freaking Denver Nuggets fired their championship head coach. Michael Malone was on ESPN.
What?
Like, it was craziness. And they feel like they were just a game away from beating the Thunder. Maybe they're back in the NBA finals right now.
When you make these decisions, though, as a group. So, like, this is the way I view the Warriors making decisions, Joe.
I'm not saying the Warriors, there's a disconnect between Dunleavy, Kerr, and Lakers right now. I'm saying it's at a point in the NBA as a totality where the messaging between and the butting heads between GM, ownership, or head coach is at like this weird standoff.
No, I think it's natural. Hear me out on this. Whether it's Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, and then the scouts, whether it's Kerr, Dunleavy, Lacob, or whether it's Joe Shasky and Joe Spadoni doing evaluations on the 12U All-Star team in Mill Valley, okay? When we come together, you're going to view things kind of through your prism. I'm going to view things through my prism. And we both might like a player, but have different, you know, projections on where they fit into the equation. And I think it's natural when you're discussing any kinds of players, it's natural to have differences of opinion. You might think he's a second baseman. I think he's more of a shortstop. I might think that this guy can be our point guard and play every single minute. You might think, no, I like him off the bench, right? I think this is natural when discussing sports and the assembly of teams. And I think that to think that everyone's on the page on every decision, I just know when I'm putting together my teams and we're discussing lineups or when we're discussing who should be on what team or whatever, there's constant like disagreement. That doesn't mean we all hate a player. It's just you like him a little more than I do. And you like him in this role, and I don't really love him in that role. And you know what? I'm willing to come over to your side after I see more evidence of it. Or, no, I'm really stubborn, and I don't think that guy can do any of those things. And then a year later, like, I look at it completely different. So I don't think any organization is kumbaya on every guy on their roster. I think there's constant give and take when doing these evaluations and the roles and the personnel and the lineups, and I think it's an ever-evolving moving target.
I'm in lockstep with you there, and I do think the split from the fan base in regards to Kuminga is not as heavy as it is in the Warriors front office. I think we need to be careful here because the amount of people that say Steve Kerr has something against Jonathan, he hates. I don't think there's actual true animosity between the personalities of either of those guys. I don't believe that. I do believe, and Steve Kerr's referenced this, there are things that Steve wants to see from JK on the floor that he just doesn't see enough consistently to give him enough faith and trust and rope come playoff time to give him that playoff time, mind you, and like important playoff type games to give him that runway when Steph was healthy. Right now, the moment Steph went down, he pivoted. Okay, JK, here, we need some scoring. So we'll take what we can get over there. But I do think like we need to be careful when we say, you're not saying this. You're not saying this, but there's a lot of people that call in and you're saying, oh, you know, Steve Curtis has it out for JK. I don't believe that.
Well, if we had the same conversation about JK right now, as if we had the same kind of conversation about Camilo Duvall in September of last year, I think there's a lot of similarities. Bob Melvin's not a Camilo guy. Camilo doesn't buy in on his role. He's not willing to do what the team needs him to do. He's selfish. Like I'm talking about the way people
perceived it.
We're talking about him. Okay. He went through the crucible. I was like, I think you should trade him. I mean, I'm one of the biggest Camilo fans. I'm like, you should probably trade him because I think it's done here. And then now, 2 months into the year, he's back in the closer role.
They pivoted yesterday, yeah.
He accepted his role. He kind of took one on the chin. He worked hard. He worked himself back up. An opportunity presented itself where Ryan Walker showed a little weakness, and now Camilo is back in the closer spot. I think if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, even though I'm sure he's not the biggest baseball fan, I would look over at what happened with Camilo Duvall and I would say, sports, man, be ready for your opportunity, buy in on your role, show an ounce of like, you know, team's gamesmanship, whatever you want to call it, humility. It's filed under a lot of different things. Like buy-in, I guess is the way I would describe it. Just buy in and you will be better for it.
This was the quote from Kerr, by the way, when the season ended. If JK comes back, we will for sure spend the early part of the season playing him with Jimmy, Draymond, Steph. To me, that would be a no-brainer. We didn't have that luxury this past year. So that being baked into the equation makes me feel a little bit more like, you know what? I think he could be back next year. Right now, if I had to put it in a percentage, this might sound crazy, I think it's 60-40 in favor of him coming back. Which I wouldn't have thought a couple weeks ago, Joe. I would have thought like 90-10 in favor of him leaving. Now, I'm leaning that he's coming back.
I still think it's 75-25. The season hasn't ended.
Okay.
I think the other way, I'm saying.
Okay.
I think the season hasn't ended, and I think the wind is blowing in multiple directions.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know how much value matters in all this, like trade value, like how they talk about a player. Maybe you squeeze a second rounder out of somebody. I don't know. Like maybe that's what they're trying
to do.
That's
why I think you just stick with Jonathan Kuminga. That's the answer. This is the just sticking with JK here and bringing him back and reconciling whatever the hell went wrong between all these people. Having a full offseason of JK working with Jimmy, working with Steph, working with Draymond. Maybe there are some other trades out there that don't involve those guys that you can improve around the fringes. Maybe there's not. But you know what? give me at least just a couple weeks of those guys together. Let me just, can I see a month of those guys playing together, consistent minutes to start the season. Let them work through those growing pains, because you know what? By the end of the year, if JK is an actual mainstay and they are a playoff team, that tells me something clicked, something worked. If he's still there at the end of the season, right? I would much rather do that than try to do this major blow up that a lot of people are thinking, or bringing in some player that's a little older and he's not going to be the athletic prowess of a Jonathan Kuminga, and he's going to be a little bit more compromised. I just think JK checks so many boxes that this team desperately needs right now. He checks so many that I don't think there's another player out there that checks them. Like Cam Johnson, I know, I get it. People are infatuated with this guy. Is Cam Johnson going to be the make or break thing?
He's a nice piece of as an addition. But Joe, like, I would be more surprised that Kuminga's back than I was when Jimmy Garoppolo came back in 2022.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because the writing was on the wall there. You drafted his replacement.
I mean, yeah. So, like, I would be more surprised. Yeah, I would be. Which is an insane sentence, I feel like I just said.
No, that is an insane sentence. You'd be more surprised than when Jimmy Garoppolo came back to end up being the starter that season with Trey Lance. That was absolutely crazy. 888-957-9570.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.